Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Public access, number 9. Who would like to go first?
I guess I'm shocked. I guess I shouldn't be shocked because we've done like 300 million episodes and of riddles, and we have so many riddles. But I'm shocked that there are this many public access ones. But I guess now you are going through the ones that we haven't used, right?
We're going back through some of the ones we haven't used. Also, some people have been kind enough to email and send us brand new ones. I'll be going off of a list that we've used previously. This was compiled. I can't imagine how much time this took. This is a friend of the show, Eric Silver, put this together. Thank you, Eric.
Probably 20 minutes.
What'd you say?
20 minutes. That's my guess.
Yeah, I was thinking 22 minutes.
Yeah, 22 minutes tops.
JBC, I think you're going to go ahead and go first since you spoke up.
Okay.
Here are your options, JBC. These are from the email by Eric Silver, who compiled a list of non-used. Whew. Your options are Richie's Place, Rhythmic Poetry, or Flaccid Ego Psychic Reading Call-In Show.
We didn't do Rhythmic Poetry. That seems like a no-brainer. That seems like something we should have hit like nail on the head right out the gate.
So is that the one you're choosing?
No, I'll take Richie's whatever. No, of course. No. I'm taking the fucking, what's it called?
Rhythmic Poetry?
Rhythmic Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Snapple, 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 Fiona Apple. I went to Istanbul to buy myself an instant mule, and what I received was a gift from me. Thank you.
Very cool. I thought you were gonna say Istanbul, Constantinople, but I guess that doesn't make sense.
Istanbul, Constantinople. No, that's good. That's good. All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to our show. As you know, I always kick off every episode with a freestyle rhythmic poem right off the dome.
Yeah,
of course.
That's right.
I'm your host, Snake. You've already met one of our panelists. He already started talking. He's essentially a co-host at this point. You've been with the show for so long.
It's Dog Boy.
Dog Boy. Dog Boy. I saw your set 2 nights ago at Little Sleeping Village.
Yes.
And I have to say, it was eclectic.
Oh, thank you so much. I heard some really raucous snaps in the back, and I figured it was you, but I couldn't really see through all the smoke and the romanticized smoke and haze of the club.
Mm, mostly vapes nowadays.
A lot of vapes, yes.
And we have a first timer on the Poetry Jam today, a new panelist. She's currently on tour all over the Midwest or the wet West Mid. I don't really know how you would define the tour.
The wet Midlands.
It's wet Midlands. Mm-hmm. Wet, welcome to the show.
Yes.
I went to college with a wet Midland. W-H-E-T.
Incredible.
Yeah. Walt Whitman's grandson it was.
Gentlemen, I have some terrible news. I'm not sure how helpful I'll be on the show today.
No.
Oh, no.
You're in the middle of your tour.
I know, and guess what I'm suffering from? Every poet's worst nightmare. Poetry.
Porn addiction. Huh?
What?
What?
What did you
What'd say? You say? Wet, what did you say?
I don't remember if I said porn addiction or poetry block. I'm trying to remember who said what.
Honestly, one leads to the other leads back to one.
If it's a porn block, that's what my wife installed on our computers.
No, not a poetry block. Wet, mm-hmm. You're in the middle of your tour.
Yes, I'm in the middle of my tour in the Midwest, Wet Midlands Midwest tour. Let's get wet. And
it, were you just saying that, or is that the sort of tagline for the tour?
That's the tagline for
it. Okay.
So I go out on tour, and I get onto the stage, and the light hits my face, and I'm feeling confident a minute ago, and then nothing. No poems come to me. I'm waiting for inspiration to strike, and it never comes.
No.
Well, maybe to help you, could you read one of your poems that you're taking out on tour? I obviously not a new work because you have a poetry block, but could you read one of your true standards?
Well, here's the thing. I've only ever written down one of my poems. The rest I just let come to me.
Mm. Oh, we'll read that one.
Oh,
snaps.
Okay.
Yeah, snaps on that. Snaps to that
All
as well.
Right.
Crackle, crackle, crackle.
Okay.
Dog man. Dog boy.
Boy.
Dog boy.
I have to do this every episode. I was a dog that fell into a vat of liquefied boy under a full moon. Lightning struck and bingo.
And it's
bingo.
And of course I'm confused because we just celebrated your 18th birthday this weekend. So I thought maybe when we started off now that you would transition into dog man, but you still want to go with dog boy. I get it.
18th birthday in dog years. Once I reach 18 in human years, then I'm a dog man.
So it switches. Oh, sorry. Well, whenever you're ready.
Sorry. Whenever you're ready.
When I need to blow my horn, I will watch 14 hours of porn. Alone in a hotel room. Don't.
No.
Faces. Their faces, you guys. Alone in a hotel room, crying in the bed.
Yeah.
See,
I love the dance element. I love the dance element of your poem. I love every perfectly timed pause is this interpretive dance. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's still going.
A person give someone else head. I'm not even masturbating. That's the sad part. I'm just trying to be inspired to make some good art.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. It ended with running up the wall into the splits.
Ow.
I saw you do this live. It must have been 2016 at Stacy Shrimp in the back room. And everyone in that restaurant was so confused. It was poetry in motion. There's no other way to say it.
They hated it. And I loved it.
They had a response. I don't want people to love my poetry. No. I want people to feel something when I do my poetry.
Yes, it should be visceral. We're here to challenge social norms.
Well, gentlemen, that kind of brilliance is over for me. I'll never write another good poem again.
No.
Rose myself down on table.
Speaking of social norms, I have a new poem, if I may.
Please.
Cheers. 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 Beers. 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 Norm. 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 Porn. 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 Thank you. Dog boy out.
He was a dog.
I'm so jealous.
We give him a little credit because he was a dog. So it's much harder for him to write a poet.
Come on.
Because he was a dog.
Okay, and I spent around 3 times.
I loved it, dog boy. And Wet, let me just tell you right now. I know you feel defeated. I know you have this porn block or whatever it is that you said. And it's driving a wedge in that creative part in your soul. But let me tell you a little story about a poet named Snake. The year was 2019. And I was debuting my new performing art poetry piece, Traffic. And of course, the premise for Traffic was I would go out into gridlock traffic, try to get into unlocked doors for people who drive with their doors unlocked, and I would sit in people's cars and do one-on-one personal poetry for them. The very first car that I tried was a psychopath, kidnapped me, kept me in a basement for a week and a half until a very clever FBI agent finally, with the help of, I think they used like the help of like a murderer or something like that. They tracked
so
the guy down.
Clever.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were clever to ask for help.
Okay.
I think asking for help is clever.
Okay. I'm a dog. What do I know?
Exactly. And when I got out of that basement, you know what the first thing that I did was?
Huh. What was it?
I ate. I had to eat food. I was so
right.
Yeah, I was so sick. I lost like 72
sense.
Pounds.
Oh,
I was
72.
Yeah, I had a lot to lose, but it's fine. Because when I went to eat, where did I go? Stacy Shrimp. And I sat there and I watched in the back room of Stacey Shrimp, and I watched one of the best poets I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, it turns out it was a hallucination. I was in the very back room. I was watching a shrimp fryer just in motion, but it gave me the creative juices that I didn't even know were missing. That wet is something that I think can happen to you if you witness true creativity.
Well,
and I don't mean to honk my own porn, but I'd like to give you a taste of what that creativity could look like.
Let's see it.
Ooh, this sucks. I'm in a hole. Ooh, this sucks. I'm getting small. I can't eat. I can't cry. All of my tears have left my eyes. I hope somebody uses the resources of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the help of a murdering psychopath to track me down. I left a note before I left my apartment that day. It said, I'm going to be someone. I'm going to be a poet in traffic.
Today's episode is brought to you by Stacey Shrimp. Stacey Shrimp has got it going on. See.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.